Uh-huh. I really did mean to mention it yesterday since we were a month out. So I got to mention it today.
Okay, I'll make sure
at some point. Maybe several times. Got to hunt for a location for our Fiesta Cerveza this year. Now that we're a month out, now that you've unchained your cooler from the picnic table at Brackenridge Park, it's time to think about Fiesta. That's another thing, man. I'm ready to say that that's not legal. That chaining your cooler to the picnic table thing. Because I talked to a guy that works here. We're in the can, and he starts talking about, I guess he was off for spring break, when kids get out, and he took the week off. He said the same thing, like I was talking about the other day. My wife rolled down there on Thursday. Thought, okay, pick up Mickey D's on the way. Usually hit the little picnic table at Brackenridge Park, go to the zoo. And then got down there and realized, once you hit the line of traffic, oh, my God. And then you go and you can't get a table because people got their crap there already, even before you could camp out. You got crap chained to tables and stuff. And he said the same thing. They had a little picnic together. They're going to go down, get along those little barbecue pits. They're going to grill. You couldn't find anything.
In advance of the curfew being lifted. So, in other words, they're claiming their turf.
Yeah, before you could actually camp out, like overnight camping, people were already claiming they already had their spots. So, same thing happened to him. When he rolls down there and they got the stuff to have a picnic, they can't do that. And so they ended up having just to, blow that section off. I said, well, yeah, my wife was there, too. Yeah, I didn't rub it in.
There is a remedy.
I was smart enough to go drink and watch the game at a friend's house.
Those big ass things that chop locks might remedy that situation.
Yeah, bolt cutters is what they're called.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Well, the official name is the big things that chop locks.
Yes.
But
ask for them, that's what you get.
I mean, I started thinking about what happens if I'm down there and somebody got something chained, and I'm thinking, so what?
No, you can't just reserve. I mean,
how can you reserve that which belongs to the public?
You can't.
Just by chaining your crap there. I figured, you get in a fight with people over something stupid like that. Yeah, that it's a family. It's like, well, how about letting a new family establish a tradition? He said that, they put up police tape and stuff and said, this is our perimeter. This is our area.
I didn't even know that.
This is our, don't get in our area. This is our area.
I mean, not unless they want to start selling it and here's your little space and you've paid for it.
You can't, and you hear from these families that have been going down there for three or four generations. You say, how about letting a new family? Hopefully by now, three or four generations, someone has a backyard. And how about the new family that lives in the apartment that doesn't have a backyard? How about giving them a crack at it to establish a family tradition?
Yeah.
Oh, I would rule this land with an iron fist. Meanwhile, you got the mayor down there with a mag light shining it on the Alamo saying, look how pretty, come downtown. We're all about the arts. It's like, well, hey, pal, what about, how about this?
Well, that's something council should address in the interest of fairness. I mean, if you want to, get with something that would have some impact on our village.
Does council have to really address
it? Just say, listen, or whoever, runs the show at Brackenridge Park, you people know chaining of the chest prematurely before the curfew is lifted.
Slip your chains on the tables.
Then you have some mad scramble and stabbings, over a place to celebrate Easter.
Like the Oklahoma land rush to go and find a table. That's it. Hey, Shane.
Hey.
Sorry, man. This is an important call, what you called about. Because Timmy just had that story. It's there in the front page of the paper today about, once again, tuition rates going up.
Right.
Fresh on my brain because I just went to visit my son's a freshman at Texas State. So I was up there and I got to see the lavish accommodations yesterday. Because when you're paying for a room and board and you go see the room, and that's where my daughter went, but it's been a while since she was there. So you get to see, it's 9 years, and you get to see how bad it is now. And that's not even about the tuition part. That's just about the room part. And
doesn't that hurt?
And you think, that much to stay in a slum?
Right.
You got to be out of your mind. But they made the slum better because what used to be kind of crappy, they put laminate over. They put formica on it. To dress it.
Oh, that'll work.
Forget about getting new. You just put, it's kind of like when you stay at the apartment complex and they come by and they paint your countertop to make it look better. It's still the same crappy countertop, but they just painted it.
Yeah, how much extra do you have to pay for that, right?
Right. So, Shane, what's your question?
Well, is all this really going to be worth it?
No.
Yeah, see, Stevie will tell you that. He's, he'll tell you no.
I'm going to tell you right now, son. Don't waste your time and money on getting an education. You get out there in the workaday world and see how far you can go with that. And get busy early. That's my advice from the older boy.
See, that's what Stevie, I mean, that's, and find your cul-de-sac, whereas I feel like, you know, there is no right answer, Shane.
No,
it's just
really
whatever's
not.
Right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you get in this situation. I had a friend, you know, a friend of mine is in his 50s, and he was looking for gigs, and he kept applying for work and all these jobs, even though he had all this experience in his you know, career field, they all wanted a degree. And so he couldn't even begin without a degree, because that's how they initially,
a lot of places will do that,
you know,
yeah,
get rid of a lot of people. You got to have a degree. So that was one thing. Second of all, you meet a lot of people that have that say it's meaningless unless you know exactly what, you know, what it is you're going for. Because you get a lot of people that have degrees, but they don't use anything that they learned in college.
Yeah. And sometimes your degree may not be able to be applied wherever you're really going in, you know, general direction, but it shows that you had a goal, you went out there, you accomplished something at
You can manage your own time, you can do that. Yeah. So that's why reason why people look for college.